an interesting bailout twist.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. We're learning this morning that there's a provision of the automakers' billions of dollars in federal loans that places them in default if their union workers go on strike. The Detroit Free Press and the Detroit News reports that a General Motors filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission detailed the provision. The newspapers report a similar provision for Chrysler. The United Auto Workers Union isn't a party to the deal and hasn't threatened a strike. They and the automakers have a deadline next month to agree to concessions to lower labor costs. There's a new system for controlling visitors coming into the United States that begins Monday. The measure is the latest from the Department of Homeland Security, but a leading British travel expert says it could damage tourism in the United States. From London, here's Stephen Beard.
It's called ESTA, Electronic System for Travel Authorization. This new security requirement applies to travelers who don't need a visa to enter the United States. Those travelers must now fill out an online form at least 3 days before departure in order to get clearance from the US to make the trip. Simon Calder is one of Britain's best-known travel experts. He says the new system will put quite a few people off visiting America.
People, whether they're travelling on business or for family reasons or simply because they get a last-minute urge to go to New York, they will simply stop. They will go somewhere else because America looks too difficult to get into, I'm sorry to say.
The Department of Homeland Security insists the new system will mean minimal inconvenience. Once an application's been accepted, it will be valid for multiple visits for a period of 2 years. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
World markets are mixed at this hour. Asian markets are all over the place, but the Hang Seng and Nikkei closed lower. European markets pretty much flat. The Dow lost ground yesterday, a fraction of a percent. The NASDAQ and S&P 500 rose. TV broadcasting switches from analog to digital on February 17th. By then, if you're still using rabbit ears, you need to buy a digital converter box or a new television. But the Obama transition team just wrote to Congress asking them to push back that date. Hasn't made electronics makers very happy. Ashley Milne-Tite reports.
The Obama team says Americans aren't ready for the February switch to digital TV. Part of the reason, they say, is there aren't enough government-issued coupons to help consumers buy digital converter boxes before the deadline. Megan Pollock of the Consumer Electronics Association says a delay would be a mistake. She says retailers, along with broadcasters and groups like the AARP, have spent millions educating consumers about the February 17th deadline. If the date changes, she says, all that could be for naught.
It also sort of leads to the idea that consumers will think, okay, it's delayed again, it's never really happening. And the next time we try to put a deadline in place, who's going to actually take this seriously?
She says research shows 90% of consumers are aware of the deadline and taking steps to meet it. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
For some who've seen their homes decline in value, it might seem tempting to just turn those keys back into the bank and walk away. Well, Fannie Mae is testing a program that may encourage some distressed borrowers to do just that. The Wall Street Journal reports Fannie's program would pre-approve short sales of homes. That allows homeowners to sell their houses for less than the value of the loan and then forgives the borrower the difference. Typically, short sales can take a couple of months to approve, but Fannie wants to fast-track the approvals in hopes that it could get those sales moving.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the health of people and communities through grant-making, employee giving, and volunteerism. The Medtronic Foundation, on the web at medtronic.com.
The Golden Globe Awards are this weekend, and in this economic fallout, a low-key affair is more the order. Stars, of course, will show off their fancy clothes, but we're told it won't be over-the-top like years past. Last year, of course, there was no award ceremony because of the writers' strike. This time of year is a big deal in the inner workings of Hollywood. We turn to Michael Speier, executive editor of Variety, joining us with the lowdown. Michael, how important is this time of year for the studios?
It's probably the most important time of year besides summer. I mean, the studios want that award because it does wonders for box office to say in the ad campaign, nominated for 6 Golden Globes, winner of 3 Academy Awards.
It gives them a big bump.
It gives them a huge bump at the box office. It can mean millions and millions of dollars. Something like Doubt or something like Slumdog Millionaire. You know, little movies that really need the marketing campaign and word of mouth. This means everything.
So there's that big film festival, Sundance, started off as a sort of everyman's festival. What is it today, do you think?
You know, it comes during the time of award season, so why not say that it's the same thing as a big business? Right now, it's not the same thing as it was 10, 15 years ago. It isn't the let's discover the little movie and let's champion these little things. Yes, that happens. But at the same time, it really is about sponsorship. It's about major studios bringing big movies there to try to get business during the year.
Here we are in this economic fallout, and people don't have all that extra money that they used to have. And I think we're seeing this as far as DVD sales go. Regular Blu-ray discs, box sets, no one seems to be buying these anymore. What's the word about moving this kind of merchandise?
Like everything else, it's down. I think the general population, they still go out and buy the movies that they like. But what you're seeing is that awe factor, that inspired factor when you see Sopranos box set. Years ago, people were excited about stuff like that. Now that has kind of worn off and everyone has different ways to watch things. On demand, DVRs, renting. You know, everything plays a factor, including iTunes, for example, which is another way of getting products on a different venue.
Before the end of the year, we heard a lot about the Screen Actors Guild and the possibility of a strike. There was going to be a vote here at the beginning of the year. What are we hearing now?
There's a big meeting on Monday to determine, A, when will there be a strike authorization vote, and actually, what is the mood, and should we go forward with this? So we'll know more next week. Right now, there's just no movement on it. Come Monday, this could be the biggest story of the new year, or it could just go and go and go without any resolution. The problem is the membership isn't as strong for this vote as the WGA, the Writers Guild, was last year.
Michael Spire, executive editor of Variety, thanks for being here.
My pleasure.
In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Have a great Friday and a nice weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.